Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship today here at Resurrection Lutheran in Franklin, North Carolina. The warmest of welcomes to everyone here present in God's house today, and those of you who will be listening later, and you're with us in spirit. So welcome to you folks. There are a lot of announcements, so please, you've got the May calendar in your bulletin. You've also got information on the Voters Assembly later after the service. Then you have a number of announcements on the back. I think the weather's still good. I haven't looked this morning, but on May 7th, have an outdoor service. The information is there. So there would not be Bible class that morning, but we would gather at the park for a matins service, no Holy Communion, and then potluck and fellowship afterwards. So I understand we've done that before. And if the weather is really, really bad, then of course we'll meet here. We won't be out in the rain, but I think it's clear, but you know, it could change. We're in the rainforest. So anyway, lots of announcements are on the back here. We continue with the Tuesday morning Bible class. That's going to be starting back up. Please see that note and join that. And then also our newly elected officers today, we've got our voters meeting, and that's why I want to kind of move along. As after service today, I think we've got the potluck downstairs. Please come down and eat. Then right after that at 1, I think we're all ready. Then the voters meeting, will that assemble here in the sanctuary? Is that correct?
Yes.
Right here? Oh, downstairs. Okay, so it'll just happen downstairs. Okay. So those are the sum of announcements. I think there might be some others for the church family. What other announcements do we have? Somebody wanted to mention. Yeah, Deb, go ahead. She's turning her mic on.
How's that sound? Better? Okay. Yes, ma'am. There's the Mountain Voices are singing with the Brass Town Ringers and Pinnacle Brass. Anyway, long story short is that it's a fundraiser for Carinet. It's at 6 o'clock in the evening at First Methodist. So if you'd like to come and listen to some really good music, please come and also support CareNet. Thank you.
Thank you. Other announcements for the church family or the benefit of the church family? Anything I've missed or need to clarify? Very well, then. Not seeing any hands at the moment. Your service order. This is the fourth Sunday of Easter, but there'll be the emphasis on Good Shepherd as we see the reading from John chapter 10 in the Holy Gospel. So your service order will be printed in your worship folder, and that's what you'll need for today's worship service. So with that said, I invite you now to quietly meditate as we listen to the prelude. and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I invite the congregation to kneel, stand, or be seated. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father, most merciful God. We confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, who set us free to be all of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and blessing and glory are. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Congregation may be seated. Children, I invite you forward for our sermon time together.
Good morning. How are you this morning? Good, I'm glad to hear that. Yes, Bella? Oh. I would like you to look at the flowers on the altar. Aren't those beautiful? Well, Mr. Tim and I have put the flowers on the altar a few weeks ago when it was Easter. And in the flowers, there was like a couple sticks like this, and it looked like a cross. Yeah, right, a church cross, that's right. And but it was with the flowers, and it was a lot bigger. Well, I decided that I would go ahead and, you know, what you do is you put it in another vase, the flowers, and keep them till they aren't there any longer. But to my surprise, because I also put the cross in the water, the cross that was just plain sticks, look, it sprouted, and we've got roots. And I thought to myself, you know what? That kind of shows what Easter is all about. That, first of all, the cross of Jesus when he died, but then he rose again. But his love comes down in the roots to us, and then all the way up to heaven. And isn't that wonderful? Wasn't that, it was a wonderful surprise to me. Because I just thought these were two sticks. So just wanted to show you this, and hopefully we can plant it and see what it turns out to be. So, and that is how our faith is. We sometimes are feeling like we're just sticks, but then we know that the Holy Spirit is in our hearts, and like we were baptized, we start growing and spreading out and showing God's love to other people and showing forgiveness. All right, enjoy. Dear Lord Jesus, hold it. Prayers. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for showing us that something that maybe just looks like sticks can have wonderful growth because of our faith. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for dying on the cross and rising again. We love you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
First reading for this morning comes from the second chapter of the book of Acts, beginning at verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together in all things in common. They were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And then day by day, attending the temple together, breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson comes from the first epistle from Peter, beginning in the second chapter, verse 19. This is a gracious thing. When, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if, when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to you, this is how you were called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued enduring himself to the judge, him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but now return to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand.
The word.
Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, 'Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We speak together the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made,
who for us and
our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate
by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary
and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Congregation may be seated as we sing Lutheran Service Book Hymn 709, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is."
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our risen good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen. A text for the message is the portion of the gospel reading from St. John, which says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." This is a text for the message today. Some of you have served in the armed forces, and for that I thank you from the bottom of my heart, as most, if not everyone here, would also do the same. Thank you. And it's possible that during your term of service, you had to do what's called man a post. That might be familiar to some of you. I don't know. And what does that mean? That means serving as a sentry, keeping watch over a particular area. Halt, who goes there? We imagine a guard or a sentry might say these words to an unidentified party who's approaching, especially at night where it's difficult to see. You see, that guard or that sentry, their job is to secure an area that is within their charge. If anyone wants in, they got to get past the sentry. And anyone trying to get through another way or to sneak around them might find themselves on the wrong end of a rifle. We read in the gospel today a similar situation. Yet the stakes are much, much higher. Jesus is speaking to an audience which includes local people of varying beliefs about him and about their faith. And after all the questions about Jesus' identity, as we would have read in John chapter 9, if you will read that, Jesus tries to explain the division that surrounds him and the difference between what he brings to his own and what is brought by others. There is genuine concern, even dismay, among the people around Jesus. Who is this man? Can we trust him? Is he really from God, or is he simply the newest charlatan or person in town that's just flashing fancy words? But Jesus addresses these questions. He does things that God alone or one blessed by God can do. He describes blessings he brings from God in poetic terms. And this description is the gospel reading today. You see, for a shepherd has the well-being of the sheep at heart rather than his own well-being. This shepherd is neither thief nor bandit who would steal sheep, which would have been an abhorrent or disdainful act in which the sheep would come to no good end. So Jesus is emphasizing this difference between a thief and a shepherd. You see, the shepherd enters rightly, properly, opening into the sheepfold. It's appropriate for him to come and call his sheep as he does so through the door consistently. All is open, it's inviting, it's a cooperative effort with an obliging doorkeeper and sheep who respond to the sound of their name and the sound of the voice of the shepherd. So you see, there's this trust that's established here. Sheep aren't completely dumb. They hear, they follow, and flee from false shepherds. They're able to know whom to trust. And so that's a question. Whom do we as the sheep of Jesus' flock
trust? And to whom do we listen in our lives? You see, in verse 4, their trust is validated. It's emphasized by another aspect of the shepherd. And notice the shepherd is the doing here, you see. The activity is Jesus as the good shepherd. And so just like a shepherd who brings the sheep out of the fold and then goes before them, you see, the sheep just don't rush out. They follow. And the shepherd leads them and goes before them and in front of them to lead. They're not abandoned. They are guided. They're cared for from the beginning. One would have thought this image would have resonated with the people, but it didn't. So Jesus is going to try again. So you don't get the shepherd analogy, so let's see about distrustful leaders and thieves and robbers. And so he becomes very specific about those who had come before him as thieves and bandits. He mentioned them in verse 1, and those are from whom the sheep rightly fled. And here we see a clear position of identity and authority in Jesus. I am the door. I am the proper way, the right way, the only way into sheepfold. Pasture, that is life, is through me, the door. Those who are inner are being saved, that is, being brought into the pasture and life, rather than being snatched for their destruction. So this isn't a problem about Jesus can be both shepherd and gate. It speaks of how Jesus, the gate, clarifies the image of the shepherd. In both images, it's the one in whom you trust, whether it's the leader or the path of the leader who brings his followers into safe pasture. And that's what he does. He does that for you, for me. He shepherds us. He protects us by giving us his word, which defends us from Satan's attacks. He walks ahead of us. He leads us around dangerous traps that threaten our lives and salvation. He is the shepherd of our souls. And he walks us through the valley of the shadow of death. He's the one who leads us to still waters. His voice speaks words of peace that reminds us of his promises. He has billions of sheep around the world. He knows each and every one of them as his precious lamb. And there isn't a sheep in his flock he doesn't know. Jesus says, the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name. He leads them out. When he has brought us all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. He knows everything about us. He knows our names. He knows our fears, our sorrows, our struggles, our pains, our weaknesses, our sins. But yet he leads each one of us through life. And we take heart when he promises, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. The flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. He is the good shepherd. No matter what dangers threaten us, he will always be with us to the end of the age. We need to be remembered of this. We need to be reminded of this in our lives. We are the sheep of his pasture. And that's what I want us to hear today, to take heart. Christ alone is the one who loves us, watches over us, and yes, forgives us for wandering off. You see, he doesn't just know our fears and worries. He knows our sins and our failings. He knows the sins that we know about and the ones we don't know about. He knows the sins we commit deliberately and the sins we commit unintentionally. But yet, instead of saying, "Oh gosh, he's too bad, let that devil, the lion, take him and devour him," he steps between his flock and this devil, the lion, and gives us life for ours. He took upon himself our sins, the Son of God. He allowed himself to be struck down by the devil so that you and I pass through the valley of the shadow of death and fear no evil. And that's why he's not just any shepherd. He is the good shepherd. And we seek to know his voice and follow it with the help of the Holy Spirit. There are strange voices coming at us from every direction, folks. I don't have to say much about that. There are thieves and robbers calling to us every single day, trying to lure us out of the safety of Christ's flock. "Oh, the path is greener over here. Oh, follow this." That Jesus stuff. "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber." And so these seductive voices of thieves and robbers promise to bring about pleasing ideas or the latest wisdom or things that might sound good to our ears, itchy ears sometimes. They're tempting to listen to these lies and false promises and to lead us away from the good shepherd into a wilderness where we'd be devoured. A thief or robber that we hear from doesn't care about us, doesn't love us. Satan is out to destroy. And destroy that relationship Jesus has established as the good shepherd and tries to come between us and him. But yet, what does Jesus say? "A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." So we do not listen to them. We do not listen to the lies of the devil, the sinful world. Instead, run as fast as you can. We compare what we hear from others from what the Bible teaches us and what Jesus himself has told us. Hear his voice, follow him, and we are led to the one true, perfect pasture. And when we hear something wrong that doesn't fit, we run away. We don't play with it, toy with it, or try to somehow work with it. No. We listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. He is the only one who calls us out of the voice of love, forgiveness, and the promise of green pastures and still waters. The promise of forgiveness of sins and salvation. Jesus begins by saying, "Truly, truly, I say to you." Listen closely, for what I'm about to say cannot be missed. Listen to me. I will tell you about the Good Shepherd who laid his life down for you. Listen, you are the precious sheep, and we'll never leave you to fend for yourself. Listen, that you can trust that he'll guide you where you need to go, because he has promised to do this. He promises us rest and peace in the arms of our good shepherd. And what is this abundant life? The Gospel of John. "In him was life, and life was the light of all people. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. I am the resurrection, and those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And this is eternal life, that they may know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. But these are written so that you may believe, and that through believing you may have life in his name." Promise after promise fulfilled in Christ. Life, eternal life. It's not about just life after death. It's a life that begins here and now. It's knowing the one true God and Jesus Christ whom God has sent. It's knowing the voice of the Good Shepherd who truly cares for us. It is life in community, finding security and nourishment as part of his flock. It is life that abounds in meaning and value and endures even beyond death. Indeed, sheep are dense animals. And it's true, without a shepherd, they'll not necessarily be able to find food or water. They easily get lost and they're not able to find their way home. The thing that Jesus emphasizes about sheep is that they know the voice of the shepherd. Whatever else one can say about these sheep, or sheep in general, they recognize the voice of the one who cares for them, and they follow their shepherd. They will not follow a stranger. So what about us, sheep, fellow sheep? Do we recognize the voice of the good shepherd over all the voices promising abundance and all the great things of the world? Listen, and you will hear the voice of the good shepherd calling out to you in word and sacrament. Listen as he pierces the darkness of life and saves us from the clutches of sin and bring us peace. He's calling you and me. He's leading us through this narrow gate of the cross into the heavenly pasture. And God bless us with this faithful wisdom to just simply hear and listen and follow him alone with the help of the Holy Spirit, like the faithful sheep do with their good shepherd. Amen and amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
I invite the congregation to stand as we continue with the prayer of the church on your worship folder on page 7. I also invite the congregation to turn to page 14, where we have names listed today, whom we pray for specifically, and then also for those who are on our hearts and minds. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Loving Father, your Son is the great shepherd of the sheep who faithfully gathers his flock to himself in the pastures of the church. Grant us steadfast faith to hear his voice and follow him, even though the valley of the shadow of death, that we may receive our portion in his abundant life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Holy Father, by the work of your Holy Spirit, through the means of grace, you daily add to the number of believers. Grant your people courageous hearts and bold tongues to proclaim your truth, trusting that you will gather more in keeping with your gracious will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Shepherd of Israel, you have clothed us with Christ's righteousness and taught us to love all that is good, beautiful, and true. We ask for your blessing on artists, artisans, and composers and musicians, craftsmen and writers that may employ their skills for your glory and in service to the gospel. Testify to your saving death, resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Almighty God, you hold in your hands all the might of man. You hold accountable those who would govern your people. Grant to us good government and leaders who will honor your purpose, protect your people, serve the cause of justice, and defend our liberty. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Merciful shepherd, your wounds are our healing and your voice our certainty. Hear us on behalf of those who suffer in body or mind, who grieve, or to whom death draws near. We pray especially for Pam and Dorothy, Eleanor, Les, Glenn and Sue, Mike, Carl, Steve, Tom, Jackie, Ken, Jennifer, Brenda, and Renata. Lord, we pray also for the family and friends of Teresa Lynn Say, who passed away suddenly recently. We pray for your peace and comfort to the grieving family, but also to bring the joy that she had and that we have in Jesus. May that be their consolation. Lord, we pray for those whom we lift up at this time in our hearts and minds. We do so silently. Lord, we pray for healing according to your will, grace and peace during times of trouble and loss, the sure hope of everlasting life. Abide with the unemployed and the distraught. Return all those who are facing health issues. Return them to their livelihood, if it be your will. Yet, Lord, we trust in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Heavenly Father, we pray for Andy and all those who serve in our armed forces and first responders and medical field. We ask your blessing to them as they serve us. Grant them safety, and may they serve justly. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, we pray for our missionaries, Alan and Lindsay and Josie and Antoine. We pray for all those who serve across the globe in your stead to bring the good news to you. We pray also for a Great Beginnings preschool staff and families. We pray for safety and blessing in the ministry to those whom we serve there. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Heavenly Father, in the wake of your Son's resurrection, your people devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to the prayers. Unite your people in the one true faith and grant penitent hearts to all who come to receive the sacrament this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of him who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The offerings may be placed in the plates at the exits, mailed to the church, or through a direct deposit. We remain standing as we sing the offertory. With you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. Most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name evermore, praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you have created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. May be seated during the distribution. Welcome to the Lord's table.
Take heed, the body of Christ given into death for your sins. Take heed, the body of Christ given into death for your sins.
Blood of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
His praise, tell everyone what he has done. Rejoice and proudly bear his name. He recalls his promises. Shouts of thanksgiving, alleluia, alleluia.
Let us pray.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.